Damn, Q. Baby, you did that.
You are now locked in live from the 48205 Red Zone.
You ain't never been on E Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit.
Damn. Yeah.
Shit, girl.
Yeah, nice get wide
shit. Fuck that shit. I ain't in that bitch, man. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com. If you are now listening on iHeartRadio, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify, make sure you click that subscribe button so you get notified every time we upload audio content. All right. Today's show is brought to you by the Black Podcasters. Black Podcasters Association. Well, I can't talk, dog. Shout out to the Black Podcast Association, dog. It is a group and association where black podcasters from around the world can actually get into basically into a networking opportunity with everybody from around the world. It includes a newsletter, access to information. And pretty soon here, they're actually tied to the Afros and Audio Podcast Network as well, which is a podcast festival that happens every year, which I was actually happy to be a speaker there for maybe I think it was 3 years at this point. So shout out to the Black Podcasters Association, dog. If you are a black podcaster from around the world, make sure you tap in. Check out their IG page at the Black Podcast Association. Black Podcasters Association. Well, I can't get this correct, dog. Shout out to my man Corey Gums, who is the CEO and founder over there. All right, so let's get to it. You already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
Earthcast.
Straight from the E-Block Radio live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show, dog. It's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Red Zone, baby. Holding it down for the gang, dog. Both of them is on the plantation this morning, dog. So we up in this thing, trying to get this motherfucker popping, dog. All right, so like I said, I ain't gonna hold y'all long because I'm solo. But top 50 best rappers list, dog. So this is what we talking about. I happened to run across this on a Joe Budden podcast. They was talking about it, and I didn't even know this list had existed. So in case you weren't, in case you didn't know. Basically, what happened? What up, CC? Yeah, Earth, cuz. Like, hey, look, if you was on the YouTube joint, I actually got a voiceover, so I got Monk Money's voice on there, and I actually saying Earth, cuz. So the top 50 list is out. It's 50 years of hip hop being celebrated this year at the Grammys. I believe it is this Sunday or next Sunday. I think it's this Sunday. But it's 50 years of hip hop, so they got the top 50 list. I don't know if y'all had a chance to see this, man, but top 50 list kind of surprised me. So let me just say what the surprises were. So just looking at the beginning here at 50. Now at 50 they put, hold on. Oh shit, this is something different. where we at here? Oh shit, they gave me the wrong one. God damn. Let me find this again. They give me the wrong year. Cause the still though, let me go here again and see where the hell. Let me get back to what I'm doing. I'm fucking up over here, dog. Let me try this again. 50 Rolling Stone. Yeah, they gave me the wrong year, dog. 2023 is what we're looking for. And I lost that shit. Bear with me, it's going crazy over here. January 16th. Yep. Where is it at though? God damn it. There it is. Alright. Here we go. Alright, we got the cause they not doing all of them, I think. So let me see where else seems to say. Yeah, alright, here it is. Alright, so at the bottom here is Rick Ross. Now of course I'm probably the only one that thinking about that shit, but Rick Ross is at number 50. I thought that maybe it'd be a little bit higher. I just figured that he might be a little bit higher, but he wasn't. So let's go to some of the surprises. Or you know what? Hit me in the comment box and let me know who you want to see and where you think they might be. Reverend Run is actually down at 49. Like, so he on here by himself, but also Run DMC is up here too, though. But they higher at the top. I did see that. MC Light at 47. That's, you know, all the people in the 40s kind of, I don't know. Some of these people that's in the 40s, though, I thought could have been higher. MC Light at 47 is kind of, I don't know. I thought she would be higher than that, dog. What y'all think about that, dog? MC Light at 47, dog. I don't like it. I don't know if I like that one. Son of Liberty say he remember Boss. Yeah, female rap. Low key though, Boss was cold though. Like, why y'all tripping? Boss was cold as hell for real. I ain't even gonna lie to you. Where we at with it though? Let me see. MC Light. Let me see. It was somebody else that surprised me how low they was. Dog. So this is the one, cause they was talking about this on every member of Wu-Tang. I still can't get over that. This is when they was talking about on Joe Buttons though. I'ma check for Dyes Effect, bro. Lauren checking in. What up though, Lauren? So look, this the one that killed me though. 46, dog. This is 46 out of 50, bro. Fucking Jada Kiss, man. Jada Kiss is 46 out of 50. Who the fuck believe that? Man, hit me in the comment box, though. I just want to know if y'all feeling that shit. My man Hugh checking in. What up, though? Seems like, yeah, they got all the old heads at the bottom. I guess I'm an old nigga and shit. But Jada at 46, though, that's fucking crazy. So you mean to tell me that it is 45 better rappers than Jada Kiss on this motherfucking list, dog? I'm not buying that one. That was the one that was most surprising to me. We got Ice-T at 45. Queen Latifah down there at 44. What up? Bun B at 43. It's like these 40s is crazy. This is another one that surprised me, dog. The 40s is killing me, bro. They got Redman at 42. So again, it's 41 motherfuckers who rap better than Redman. I don't know if I'm feeling this list, bro. Like, I ain't even gonna hold you up, dog. This list kind of crazy. Dyes Effect though, Son of Liberty, I'm gonna check. Let's see, D Green Studio checking in. What up, though? Hugh say, I guarantee you all those whack ass mumble rap dudes is top 10. You know what? I don't even think they on here. Like, for real, like, it's a bunch of old niggas on here, though. Like, from Melly Mel and motherfucking Cool Herc, you know, niggas that I wasn't even around for. I was in diapers and some goofy shit. E40 at 41. I can probably live with that. They got Dre on here at 40. I don't even know if I'm gonna say that Dre is a rapper though. I mean, obviously he was a rapper in NWA, but I don't know. I don't even think I want to, as a solo artist, I don't even think I want to include Dre in the top 50. I don't know. Maybe I could be tripping though. All right. So they got Luda at 39. So they got Luda higher than Jada and motherfucking Redman, dog. I don't know about that one, cause it's some questionable shit on here, dog. Yo, I hope y'all looking at this list, bro. I hope somebody looking at this list. Bo said, "What's the criteria? They count solo albums only or collabs mixed?" I have no idea. I have no idea, dog. But this is the one I'm gonna tell you. All the motherfuckers I just mentioned, though. Fucking Jada, fucking Redman, even Luda, dog. They got Gucci Mane at 38. Now, niggas who know me know that I appreciate a Gucci Mane track. I fuck with Gucci. But 38? So he better than motherfucking Rose, better than Dre. I mean, well, I ain't gonna count Dre, but better than Jada, better than Redman, better than Luda, dog. Like, who the fuck? I fuck with Gucci the long way, bro. Like, for real. I was fucking with Gucci before niggas was fucking with Gucci. And, yeah, 38, bro. I don't know what the criteria is for this list. They kind of going crazy, though. Let me see where else we... Common at 37. I'm not a Common fan. All right, so this hurt me a little bit, too, though. So... This is crazy. So they got Yasiin Bey, you know what I'm talking about? Most Def at 36, right? First of all, let me just tell you this. Most Def is one of the dopest motherfucking lyricists, like, to grab a mic, bro. Like hip hop, nigga, Mos Def lyrics. That's what that shit is, bro. He had 36. So you mean to tell me now? This is gonna be even worse, right? When I say it like this, bro. He had 36. So it's 35. Motherfucking better rappers than Mos Def. First of all, let me tell you this too, though. Mos Def is in my top five for rappers and shit. Mos Def and Redman, actually. But I'ma make this even worse for y'all niggas. I don't know who out here listen to rap for real. But we got Mos Def at 36 and got fucking Future at 35, bro. I ain't no hater, dog. I'm just saying, ain't no way in the fuck you gonna tell me that Future is a better rapper than Mos Def, dog. Ain't nowhere on this earth, bro. It's no way I'm believing that shit. Who the fuck put this list together, dog? Mike Doe checking in. What up, Doe? Dog, how many white rappers on there? I ain't seen none yet. We go find out. But they got Future on here better than Mos Def, dog. Chuck D at 34. I guess he could have been kind of more in the middle of the pack, though. Busta Rhymes at 33. Some of these rappers that's in the 30s, though, I'm just kind of figuring who they think is better than these niggas. T.I. at 32. T.I. probably could be a little higher. Lil' Kim at 31. Let me see. Lil' Kim at 31. That's almost half the list. That might work, but if you got Lil' Kim in that 30 range, then I feel like MC Light should be higher, cause like I'm not saying she ain't out rapping MC Light though. MC Light rap like a nigga, so I guess Lil' Kim do too though. I don't know that. Let me see, you said you agree with Son of Liberty, dog. Leave my dog alone, man. He talking about Sean is definitely not on the list. Y'all, we can see it. He said Future should not be in the top 50. That's for sure. He should definitely not be over motherfucker. He shouldn't be in the top 50 at all. Like, who the fuck did this goddamn list? Billboard posted the list and shit, but like, who the fuck? Who on the board with this motherfucker, dog? Mike Duff said Tip over Bust is a flagrant foul. Dog, this list kind of crazy. All right, so Lil' Kim at 31. Let me see, Lauryn Hill at 30. I don't see how you put Lauryn. I don't know, dog. Lauryn Hill got that one classic album. I don't know if I want to call her a rapper though. All right, so what about this? All right, so we breaking into the 20s, right? Got Pusha T at 29. Let me just be honest when I say this, dog. I listen to the clips. I listen to Pusha T, but Pusha ain't gonna be in my 20s. Like I don't know. I ain't checking for a Pusha T album. Like maybe we talking about bodies of work or something. But I'm not checking for Pusha. I ain't even gonna lie to you. Now, this is the one that fucked me up, though, right? So, niggas had already shitted on Redman and Mos Def. They down in the fucking 40s, right? Black Thought at 28 is kind of fucked up, too, though. Because Black Thought is one of them MCs, too. He a rapping motherfucker. So, low 20s is still... That's a bad move for me, too. I don't really like that shit. I think he could be a little higher than that, dog. My nigga D-Guns checking in. What up, though? Tina Bando checking in. What up, though? my man Hugh say, how can I see this tainted list? This is on Billboard website, dog. This is a top 50 all-time list for 2023. Like I said, it is the 50th year anniversary of hip-hop, so that's why I came out with this list, which is, All right, so 27, we got Q-Tip. I can probably do that. Yeah, Big Pun at 26. This might just be a fat nigga reunion and shit, but I do feel like Big Pun could be a little higher than that too, though. Yeah, 26. Obviously, didn't have a huge body of work because he passed away kind of soon. So, higher than 26 though, I think. Higher than 26 though, I think. Let's see what we got. All right, so niggas out. I'm definitely not. Niggas is definitely not gonna agree with me on this, dog. Hold on, let me go back to the joints real quick. Mike Doe said disrespectful. Shy said Pusha T is nice, but he can't be 29. That's what I'm saying, dog. Blue Beast checking in. What up, my dog? Sun Liberty says Snow the Alchemist, Paul Wall. Come on, white guys. Yo, we get high up in the list too, dog. And I fuck with Paul Wall, but he better the fuck not be nowhere after these 20s, bro. Like, for real, for real. GG checking in. What up, though? Checking in on IG. Don't forget, if you're on IG right now, you can go to eblockradio.com and see the full view, even though the full view is just me because I'm solo dolo today. So don't forget, man, the studio audience is the co-host today, man. So make sure y'all tap in. You know what I'm talking about? Because this is the Livest Cloud Radio Show on the motherfucking planet.
Earthcast.
Anyway, dog, y'all couldn't hear it if you was on IG. I got the sound effect now. All right, so let's get back to this list. Now, all right, so this is what I was getting ready to say. Niggas ain't gonna feel me on this. I ain't gonna lie. I'm a Wu-Tang hater. Like, I'm not an advocate of Wu-Tang at all. I do feel like Raekwon and fucking Ghostface is the best rappers in Wu-Tang. Everybody else just kind of, you know. And I know the women definitely ain't gonna feel me about this. But Meth Man ain't that sweet either, shit. But they got Meth at 25, bro. So I'm not even gonna tell you that Meth is a better rapper than Mos Def and Redman and motherfucking Black Thought. I don't think so. Yeah, that's just my opinion, dog. I mean, Meth can rap, but it's not that serious, bro. Bo said Beastie Boy is gonna be number one. All of my opinions about Wu-Tang are invalid, man. Fuck them niggas. You got 15 motherfuckers in the group and shit. Two niggas can rap. That's not a good group. KRS-One at 24. Could possibly be higher. Like, this is getting into that realm of, you know, rappers that was like, you know, before I really start listening to rap and shit. Got Curtis Blow at 23. D Gun said Meth has some of the worst solo projects ever. Like, no, he's trash, man. I'm not saying he's trash. I take that back. He not trash. But he not like niggas making it, bro. Like, it's, yeah, definitely not. All right, so they got Ghostface in this bitch at 22. Ghostface for me is gonna be definitely higher than that. I think he'll be in the top 20, so he'll be somewhere in the teens probably. Or maybe, you know what? I'm lying. Probably for me. Probably be in my 10 somewhere. I ain't even gonna lie to you. But then I got a different, you know, taste in music and shit. But definitely better than Meth. So I'm glad they got him, you know, ahead of Meth. Bro, I don't know about this one. Shad, you gonna be pissed about this. So we moving out of the 20s, dog. The last one in the 20s is, well, not the last one, second to last, is number 21, dog. They got X at 21, bro. DMX. That's hella low. I don't think it's a nigga rapping who got two platinums in 1 year that's gonna be listed less than the top 10, dog. Like, I think DMX at 21 is mad disrespectful. Like, I gotta see who the fuck is ahead of DMX. Like, 20, so it's 20 motherfuckers that's rap better than X. Yeah, I don't know about this. I guess niggas gotta do they own list, I guess. Let me see where we at with it. 20 is Big Daddy Kane. See, this is where we get into. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. All right. Oh, what y'all think about this, though? Number 19, Missy Elliott. Now, let me say this. Missy Elliott is a motherfucking, is a hip hop genius, nigga. I mean, when it come from choreography to music to writing, to all of that shit, right? So, I mean, if you encompassing all of that, I guess I can, 19. Yeah, X is definitely top 10, bro. Like, I don't know how, like, or at least 15. Like, yeah, for sure. Like, not 20, not 21. Spicy Nugget checking in, what up? Says DMX was not a top tier rapper, though. A handful of hits. That nigga spitting bars, though, huh? You know what, D-Gun? I don't know. I don't know what attributes they was using to put that together. Blue B said Missy top five creative of all time. That's what I'm saying. Like, so definitely as a creator, like just legendary hip hop, like you talking about music, writing for motherfuckers, choreography, song structure, like yeah. But like as a rapper though, am I gonna put her in that, you know, that fucking high? CC say I'm at work, so I'm waiting to find out who number one. Probably gonna be some old ass nigga, I'm pretty sure. Dog, right, so they ain't even said Scarface yet. So let me see. Let's keep riding this shit. We got a little while. It's only 10:40, dog. Let me see here. So we got Missy. Got Cube at 18, right? Cube at 18. Maybe a little bit high. I wanna put Cube in the top 15. I wanna move him up a few. Alright, so this one. Alright. So number 17, dog. My nigga Don Snipes, what up though? Dog, number 17, bro. 50 Cent. Now I really don't know what the criteria is now. Because I fuck with 50. I do think that Get Rich or Die Trying was classic. Even the Massacre was dope, and a lot of motherfuckers didn't like Massacre and shit. And the shit after that, like, I'm not sure. But number 17, though, so that puts him ahead of Red, fucking Jada, fucking Cube. Dog, on top of X. Like, bro, what? I don't know what the criteria is for this. I fuck with 50 heavy, though. But, yeah, that, I don't know what that shit is. Let me see. All right, so where we at? We at number 17. Let me see. Is it going to be surprised? There goes Scarface right there. Number 16. Bo, what you think about that, dog? Scarface at 16, above 50%. So he in the, you know, he in the top of the, he in the top of the pack. Number 16, dog. I might can fuck with that. I might can deal with him right there and shit, dog. I know a lot of niggas who was fucking with Ghetto Boys and shit previously, though. They might think that he should be a little bit higher. I think I'm okay with him at 16, though. This is questionable. This is questionable. Niggas gonna hate me for this, but J. Cole at 15. Niggas gonna hate me for this. I know J. Cole be spitting, bro. Like, I know he be spitting. It just ain't, it ain't for me. J. Cole ain't in my top 15. I ain't even gonna hold you up. But then again, you talking about a nigga who don't like, who don't really fuck with Kendrick Lamar either, though. So Mike Doe said, we talking about salesmen or rappers. I have no idea. Like, I really have no idea what the criteria is. This is just a list that Billboard just dropped for this year. So I'm not sure. This is another one that niggas probably ain't gonna agree with me on this one, dog. And as much as I understand that he a legend, I understand that Def Jam was built around him. I understand that he sold a lot of records. But LL at 14, bro. I understand he was the first nigga to get 5 mics in the Source. I understand all that, bro. But LL, he ain't number 14 for me, dog. He might be. Damn, I might be a hater. Like, he ain't even in my top 20. Like, I ain't no LL fan. Maybe I'm just a hater. Like, I'm not even sure. Like, but they got him at 14. Bo said J. Cole is sweet, but 15. That's what I'm saying, dog. See, I know a lot of ladies go be in there. Bitch, like, LL. But LL, nigga, I don't know. I'm not cool with LL at 14. Especially out of all the niggas I mentioned before him, dog. Like, we getting in this realm. This is when I want to start seeing Redman and motherfucking Mos Def. Like, this is when I want to see them up in this area. Them niggas is in the 40s. They from 40 to 50. So I don't know how the hell this list got constructed. I mean, in an ideal setting and shit, you know, Too Short would be number one and shit. But I know he's probably not on the list. Let's see. Well, damn, they got Rakim at 13. Yo, I don't know who the fuck at the top of this list, man. Rakim is at 13, dog. Bo said, I am an LL fan. Oh, I'm not an LL fan. He not in my top 50. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, he a pioneer and all that shit, I guess, but, you know. D-Guns talking about how you still bump LL. I'm a hater. Yeah, I guess so, dog. Rakim at 13. All right, so let's see what we got here. Okay. Okay. Andre 3000 at 12. So, again, unpopular opinion and shit. I think Andre 3000 at 12 is probably cool. You know what I'm saying? It's probably cool. I'm not sure what everybody else thinking. Throw that into the comment box and we'll read it. But I don't know. Like, I ain't gonna say I'm not an Andre 3000 fan, but I will say that I'm more of a Big Boy fan than Andre 3000. Like, Big Boy was more my style than Andre 3000 and shit. He got bars, but 12 might be a little hot though. So let's see here. I don't know what niggas gonna say about this. Kanye West at number 11, bro. Kanye at 11. I mean, it's biased opinion for me because I haven't listened to, like, for real, like, bump some Kanye shit since the first joint. So, since College Dropout. Yeah. I don't know about that one. I, like, production-wise and doing features, that's high as hell, though. Like, I don't number 11 is... Yeah, number 11 is high. Cuz checking in. What up, though, Kimmy? So let me say Eminem for number one. Ain't no telling, dog. It gotta be somewhere because they ain't mentioned him yet, so it's gotta be coming up. Alright, so damn, that's they releasing it like that. Alright, bet. Alright, so that's it. They ain't even releasing the top 10 yet. So we only down to 11. So they doing the top 10 probably coming up in the next couple days. Damn. That's crazy. Yeah, so they release them a few at a time. Damn, so we down to 11. So out of all the people I mentioned, I don't know. Who y'all thinking might be in the top 10? I guess Eminem go definitely have to be in there because they haven't mentioned him yet. All the rappers that I like, they're kind of already in there. They already mentioned them and shit. Like, and I just can't believe how low in the 40s. How low in the fucking 40s all my niggas was, though. Said, so who was my top 10? I don't know about 10. Do I even got 10? Like, my five is always goofy though. Like, you know, my top five always be retarded and shit. But my top five is motherfucking Too Short. My top five is Too Short, motherfucking Pimp C, Red Man, Most Def. And my nigga Big, dog. That's my top five, dog. So my top five is always different from other niggas and shit, for sure. And no, Jay and Nas ain't in my top five, so. Sorry, niggas. Lauren said, yeah, she said Jay-Z and Nas. They gotta definitely be up there somewhere. And even though Jay is Hove, nigga, Jay not in my top five, bro. And Nas spit fire, bro, but he just like J. Cole. Like, he caught his stride in these last couple albums, you know, with the new producer. But, like, for me, like, I listen to music sonically, dog. And, like, Nas' production had been trash for so long. I can't get past the trash beats and shit to listen to what niggas saying. And that's what J. Cole's issue was. Like, his production used to be trash. So, like, I know he's spitting and shit, but I couldn't get to the spitting because I can't get past the motherfucking trash-ass production. But Nas caught a stride with this shit, like with his new producer. So that shit for sure. Bo said Jay never really been sweet to me except for Brooklyn's Finest. Yeah, he went hard on that shit. Yeah, but I just really ain't no Jay fan. But yeah, that's my motherfucking top five right there though. Shit, Too Short, Pimp C, Red Man, Most Def, and motherfucking Big, cuz just like that. You know what I'm talking about? That shit is kinda dope. D Gun said they gonna have Eminem number one for sure. Is Billboard Nas hella overrated? Damn, that's I've been scared to say it. Gigi said Pac and shit again. Ain't no way possible I could ever say that I ain't never been a Pac fan, but I ain't never thought Pac was like a hella rapper and shit. Drake, they had you missed that. Drake was way down. He was in the 40s somewhere, but I'm even surprised that they had Dre on there, like, as a solo artist. Like, I'm not even sure about that. So, yeah, if they doing groups and shit, I'm sure N.W.A. would be up there, you know, somewhere. Yeah, they haven't mentioned Snoop yet either. Now, Is Snoop in anybody's top 10 though? Like, Snoop be spitting, and trust me, like, dog, I was a West Coast nigga, like, for the longest. I didn't start, like, even when I was fucking with Big, like, I was still West Coast heavy, like, fucking Snoop, Dog Pound, all them on NWA, that's the shit I was on, dog. But, like, Snoop as an actual, like, a rapper, though, and I had every Snoop motherfucking album, like, I really was banging Snoop, like, for sure, for sure. But I ain't gonna say he in my top 10 still, though. This nigga Bo talking about where the Dayton family. Shout out to the Dayton family. Rapping Forte, dog. Y'all motherfuckers fooling. this list, dog, is the Billboard top 50 list, dog. So that's what it is. Son of Liberty says Snoop Legend is more about his presence and personality, not really his music. That's what I'm saying. So, like, he'd probably be top 10 because of all of those things together. But as far as music, I fuck with Snoop heavy, dog. But, like, I ain't gonna put that shit in my top 10. But then again, you talking about a nigga who said that, you know, Too Short is his favorite rapper. So, you know, you got to put that into perspective, too. 1 and 2, respectively, him and Pimp C, dog. My two favorite rappers. They didn't mention Bun B either, though, right? So, I'm not a... like, I fuck with UGK and shit, but I really fucked with UGK because of Pimp C. Like, I never really been a Bun B fan either. I guess my musical, my musical shit is kind of off and shit, dog. Well, look, it's 10:50, dog. I've been shooting this shit for quite a little while, dog. I did. It was something else I wanted to talk about, though. What was it? It felt like it was something else that had been happening in the news that I wanted to talk about. Other than this top 50 list, this weekend though it is Friday, so this weekend is the Pro Bowl, which I guess is doing a flag football situation this year. That's going down in Vegas. Must not be nothing else. But before I do get out of here though, I did want to talk a little bit about Black History Month. I got a few people on here listening, so let's talk about that for a second. Black History Month is like I said, we talk about this every year. I do think that it's something that's kind of going away in, like, in the educational system and shit. But, like, what do y'all think about it? Like, is Black History Month something that we should be celebrating more? That we should be putting more emphasis on it? Or should we just be kind of educating ourselves all year round and not focusing 1 month on it, dog? This is something I've been curious about. My man Bo just checked in and said BBW coming out soon. For sure, we are filming this weekend, so we got a few shows we're gonna put together, dog, for the upcoming season. So Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey Podcast will be coming soon. Actually, next week we'll be reintroducing ourselves and shit. I got a new concept, some different looks. It's gonna be straight, dog. Project Heat checking in. What up, though? Project Heat, dog. They dope as fuck, though. That's a YouTube web series, dog. Dope as hell. I've been fucking with them for a while. They moved around too. Like, I think they was in Jersey at first, and then like they started doing some shit like down south in Atlanta or some shit. Like, the shit kind of dope though, and they've been doing it for a long ass time though. So shout out to Project Heat. I gotta get back into it. I haven't watched it for a few seasons. Let me see here. Where we at here? So let me say, it's about time. Bo's anger makes me laugh. But he kind of smart too. He's stupid though. Hell nah. But we getting back into that though. So be on the lookout for new season of Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey Podcast coming out next week, dog. But yeah, about the we got Band Son of Liberty. He one of our best co-hosts though, man. Might as well let him ride and shit, dog. But anyway, it's 10:54. I'm gonna get out of here, dog. Get ready to set up for Shot versus Everybody podcast. We'll be filming today, and we'll be released on Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so you can check that out. Going to be a new episode with a Detroit legend rapper. We won't throw the name out. We'll just release the episode on Sunday. We'll do a little bit of promo before the end though, but yeah, be sure to check that out. eblockradio.com. that's gonna be Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for the Shot versus Everybody podcast. Gigi said, I feel like we should go the distance all day, every day, and capitalize on February. That makes sense too, though. I just don't want to, like, I hate that it's, you know, that, like, all the emphasis comes in February and then it's like people forget after that. But definitely for us, I think it's important that we learn and teach our history amongst each other, you know, all year round. D-Gun said, as far as influence, Snoop is as large as it gets. MC-wise, Black history is American history. It was needed when it was created, first the week, then the month, but I think it's outlived its purpose. I can dig that, though. Gigi said, everybody be celebrating but us, yet still showing up for the bullshit. Yeah, that's true, too, though. Yeah, and it did start off as a Black History Week before it turned into a month. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's just, America just fucking weird. America just fucking weird, though. We all just trying to figure out our place in this motherfucker, dog. Shit, on that note, I'm tired of talking to you niggas. I thank y'all for holding it down for me, though. My best co-host ever. All of our viewers and listeners, dog, thank y'all for hanging out with me today, dog. I got some new sound effects that I didn't even get to try. Yeah, got new sound effects, dog. I'm excited about that shit, dog. You know what I'm talking about? We gonna use them next week. Yeah. Bo said it literally has touched every continent. Black history is way more. Hold on, where we go? Way more than American history. That's for sure. That's for sure. Thank everybody for checking out this morning, dog. Everybody who pulled up for the first time, welcome to the block. You know what I'm talking about? Do I have final sentiments? Because that's what we normally do. But what do I want my final sentiments to? Yeah, it do sound like one of your rifles, though. I ain't gonna bullshit you. David, what's this one? Oh, shit. Like a little scratch sound. Got a rewind sound. Damn, I got all kind of shit. I'm kind of excited, though. We gonna be fucking around next week. I got all kind of sound effects. All right, dog. Let's see. On that note, it's my final sentiments for today, dog. Let's see. My final sentiments will be about Black history, right? So let's do this. I think that Black history is important, not just in February, but of course, all year around. For us, most importantly, I think it's time for us to really start diving into our history and sharing it with each other. That doesn't mean that it has to be a blast on Facebook or Instagram. These are things that need to happen inside your home, at the dinner table, you know, in the living room or outside with your kids. Just random conversations sporadically should include, you know, these conversations about our history, because we shouldn't have to wait for a month for some commercial or some produced video to tell us about our history. This is something we should be learning on our own and sharing with the village in which we live. So that responsibility is up to us. We shouldn't be looking for outside sources to give us the information when we've got this information ourselves. You've got elders who are in the family who has this information that you don't have to go to an encyclopedia for. These are stories and some history that we can actually get straight from the horse's mouth. Like, a lot of people still have their grandparents, great grandparents. These are great learning. These are great learning tools. You don't have to go to the book. You can learn straight from the horse's mouth. So these stories, this history, is something we need to share amongst each other all year round. And like Gigi said, just emphasize it in February, dog. On that note, we are up out this motherfucker. Shout out to my man's Angry Man and Monk Money holding it down on the plantation, dog. Till the next time, you already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the motherfucking planet. Y'all wasn't ready. Let's try it again. Where my audience at? Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
Earth, cuz.
You already know what it is, man. Live from the block, man. It's the Wake and Bake Show. Live from E-Block Radio, dog. You already know what it is, man. It's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. We about this thing. Peace out, y'all.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.
This This is Sarah Hubbard, host of You and Me Kid, a podcast about starting and raising a family on your own. We just launched season 2, and I'm speaking with single moms, those still considering, and experts in relevant fields to give you a real sense of what the day-to-day experience of solo parenting looks and feels like. Plus, this season, I've partnered with California Cryobank, the number one sperm bank in the U.S. So wherever you are in the process, this podcast provides some support, humor, and helpful information. Listen to You and Me Kid wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.